Crystal Hott performs as Cristoria, and it's a huge pleasure to have her on The Antidote. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me. It's such a blessing to be able to be here.
You lie. It's not really a blessing. A blessing would be having an evening off.
Hey, I'm excited to be able to share what God's been doing, and to me, that's the blessing.
Okay. But let's get into something serious. Cristoria, I find, is a really cool music name because it's so distinctive. But I've also heard that you've given it a deeper meaning.
Yes, yes. So Cristoria was definitely a name that I prayed on back, I'd say, a couple years ago. I really sensed that God wanted me to have an actual, like, artist name. And for about a year, I kind of, like, just kind of prayed on him. And originally, Cristoria did pop up. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe that's cheesy because it's kind of like a blend between my first name and my middle name. I just kept trying to think of new names, and I just kept coming back to it. And then it kind of, like, hit me after about a year of praying, God, like, what would you like me to, you know, have it be? Mm-hmm. It was like God just, like, downloaded this message of, your first name means pure and your middle name means victory. If you put those together, that is literally what we have in Jesus. We have pure victory with Jesus. And it just kind of, like, hit me hard. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, this is it. Like, why have I been, like, holding off on this? So my first name's Crystal, my middle name's Victoria. And I was like, Cristoria, like, that is such a powerful meaning there. And I decided to take a step of faith and into that. I had a lot of people were like, you know, you don't want to change your artist name. You're going to lose some followers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And things began to press forward. And it was like just confirmation and all of that.
Sounds like you really were destined to do this.
Thank you. Just trying to seek God in it all.
You know something, I'd like you to take us back to your music roots, but first, I'm going to go out on a limb and take a guess. Were you one of those kids that was forced into music?
No. Well, not really. Music was literally just a part of my life. You know, my father was an independent artist when I was very young. And so in our house, like, there was always guitars being played, or we had a room that was like a music room, and we'd sing karaoke at night just for fun as a family. It just kind of, like, was constantly around me. My brother, he was a drummer in a band in my childhood, and it just seemed like everybody around me had, like, instruments, it felt like. And I remember we were visiting a guitar store for, I don't know, my dad was there trying to pick up some stuff, and I saw this bright pink sparkly guitar. And I'm like, just, like, eyed that thing, and I'm like, I want that, but I have, like, no clue how to play it. And my parents noticed that I had an eye on that thing, and then got it for me for Christmas. And I just kind of, like, told myself, I was like, I'm gonna learn this. And my dad kind of, like, started, you know, giving me little lessons here and there. And finally, I was like, I'm going to, like, learn a song that I know on the radio. I would find a song that I like, look up the chords. I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn this. And my parents were just, like, in shock. And by the time I was 13, I was, like, writing my own songs.
Wow.
So it just kind of, like, really became a passion of mine. And I enjoyed singing throughout my younger years, too, but I never really saw myself singing until I picked up that guitar and started learning to play. And I was very into country music at the time. I would go out and do singing competitions. There was a few times I got to sing, like, in the grandstand at a festival, and just different little things that, like, really caused me to, like, feel like I want to do this when I get older. I really could see myself doing this.
Well, you know what's funny is that you say you were doing country then.
I was.
But your style, there isn't even a trace of country coming into Cristoria.
I don't know.
What I would say is that some of your earlier music almost fits into the CCM mold. I guess I'm thinking of songs like Story in the Making. But really, yes. Your entire discography as Cristoria only dates back to 2021. So was there music then prior to that? Were you recording?
Well, throughout my teenage years, I was, you know, singing the country music, and then life happened. I got married and became a mom and stuff. And honestly, I just saw it as a dream that was a childhood thing, you know, like, oh, that's it. Silly dream. And I did have a heart for worship. I did help lead worship through a couple years, but I just was like, I could never see myself pursuing it anymore. Like, there was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of insecurities that started happening about my concept of wanting to pursue music. And in my late 20s, God really kind of like hit me hard and was like, why aren't you writing music again? Honestly, in my mind at the time, was like, I'm not fit. I'm not a professional. I'm not this. I'm not that. And God really was just like, you need to write. And I was going through a lot at the time in my life. I needed a lot of healing to, and I just sensed God telling me in my prayer time, like, I want to help you heal through your music. And eventually I want to help heal others through your music. Hmm. And so I started going through this journey of just like seeking God and writing music, you know, at my house where nobody knew I was doing this. And this was like for several years in my late 20s. And I had taught myself how to play piano during that time because I was very insecure of my voice. I was hesitant to be bold again. I was hesitant to go back to that country style girl. And I just was like, you know, I love worship. Like maybe that's the direction I need to go. So I started writing very CCM like music, and I got connected with a organization called Writing Worship out of Nashville.
Oh yeah.
The lady, her husband, Chrissy and Eric Nordhoff, who they started this thing where, like, you know, encouraging songwriters to dig into worship, to their prayer time, and really seek God in their writing. And it was such an eye-opening moment for me. Like, okay, I am not alone here. There are other people just like me. Maybe I can write songs. Maybe I can release music. It was in 2021. I started releasing Breathe, You're Calling Me Home, and You're the Living Water was actually released under my name, Crystal. Mm-hmm. But then I actually had it switched back to Crystoria when I did the name change in 2023.
Well, now that's interesting what you've been saying, because I'm going to pull in a line from Story in the Making where it says, close one chapter, open another, but you have to turn the page. That really sounds like that's your own personal story.
Absolutely.
You turned the page by plunging back into music.
Yes. And, you know, for me, that song meant a lot of different things. I was shocked about how much it got noticed in not necessarily the U.S., but like South America. I had so many radio stations picking that up. I was like in several newspapers and stuff like about Story in the Making. But for me, it was, you know, closing a chapter of the doubt. You know, Story in the Making was my final CCM song. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find my voice, trying to find my sound. And all of a sudden, I just like sense like God wanting me to be bold again and not being afraid to, you know, technically be loud and speak my voice and like be able to share my emotion. I have a burden to reach people in very dark places. And I was kind of holding back about writing about those dark emotions that people might be going through. And I was like, it's time for me to be open about these things that not only were part of my testimony, but, you know, a part of other people's lives that I feel like they need to hear. So I felt like I wanted to write a song that was closing the chapter of the CCM, closing the chapter of all of that doubt, closing the chapter of trying to find my voice and like, okay, like this is it. This is where we're going to start fresh here. And there's something new coming forward. And I dug into Christian alternative rock within about a little less than a year after that. And it's been pressing forward since.
And it's a radical change in your voice.
It is. Absolutely.
It was such a fast switch, you know, dropping your previous style and making the current stuff alt rock. you must have alienated some of your listeners with the new sound, you know, that came out on songs like Rush. The issue with alienating listeners is that you lose some of your fan base. Are you okay with that?
Yes. Like, for me, it was, I knew that if I was going to continue pressing forward, it needed to be 100% authentically me. Because when you're putting out music that doesn't 100% feel like you, I think people can notice that. And I had a lot of people that were like, Crystal, like, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea to just go 100% all in because you want to ease the people into it. Mm-hmm. But one thing I know is this, is that people who follow you on social media, they follow you because they relate to you in some sort of way. And I knew that if I was going to change my music, the right followers weren't going to just leave. You know, if they were just there for the music, you know, there's tons of other CCM artists that they can go listen to, and that's fine. But usually they're following more than just for your music. Usually it's because they have related to you in your testimony or something, or maybe your journey has been inspiring. And for me, like, I have so many followers that would not have listened to alternative rock, mm-hmm. but they have followed me over the years and they've seen my transformation. They've heard my stories and they continue to support and spread the music because they're like, your testimony is such, you know, God has really moved a lot through you. And it's been so encouraging to just see you break out of that shell and press into who God has called you to be. And, you know, for me, it's like, if God has called you to do something, you need to 100% step into that. And he's going to make a way one way or another. And he's going to bring the right people along. It's something I can't let fear and doubt get in the way of.
I want to get into that song, Rush. It brings out the poetic side of your music. Why does it feel like the clock stopped ticking? For you know I just want to move on. Would this night be any different if only I could see the break of dawn? Now here's a question for you. Is there a difference between poetry and song lyrics?
I would say no. I would say a song is a poem that has just been maybe a little bit more puzzle piece together. You know, I love trying to bring imagery and bring out the poetic side in my music. Sometimes I break the rules and don't rhyme, but
I'd also like to hear about how you create the songs. How does the process work?
Yeah, so a couple different ways. So I love to just sit at my piano some nights and maybe I'm just having a rough day or just need to unwind because I have four kids. And I'll just sit on my piano and sometimes I'll open up my Bible. Something that I learned through the writing worship program was like, open up the Psalms. Like, there's such a beautiful, you know, message of hope and just authenticity through what King David was sharing. And they were meant to be sung. You know, they're songs in a way. So I would open up the Psalms and I'll just literally sing the words and then see if something would stick out and just kind of like come forth from that. I've done that multiple times. I've started songs like through like just one little thing kind of stuck out to me as I was like singing the scripture. I do a lot of co-writing. There are people locally here in Nashville. There are people who are virtual through Skype or something like that. There's been times where I just like knew deep down there was something I was dealing with in my life. For example, the song Rush. I just was going through, how do I put it? So I was going through a divorce, to be honest. Mm. And, you know, just there was a lot of just yuck going on through that year of like transitioning to a new life, basically, and trying to just learn how to restart over and a lot of different things. And I just heard God say, like, be patient through this time. I know it would be great to see the other side of what's beyond all of this mess. But don't rush, because there is purpose in this mess. You know, there is purpose in the rough that we go through. Sometimes God is trying to help build character. Sometimes God is trying to strengthen us. Mm-hmm. You know, there is purpose in it all, and it's patience. Don't rush through it. Like, I got this. And, you know, I called my friend. I'm like, I need to write a song about this, because this is what I'm struggling with. And I knew if I'm struggling with it, other people are too. You know, and then also my producer, my last two songs I wrote and produced with Andrew Stanton, who is a member of Disciple.
And he's a big deal.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, like, getting to work with him was a whole new experience. You know, he told me, he's like, share some ideas that you have. And I shared some songs that I had, and bring it in. Maybe I can help co-write with it. And so we did. Like, I would go to his studio several times, and we'd start like tearing apart the words, like, okay, like, this is great, but maybe we could make this more, have more imagery, or maybe we could do this or that. And we actually built the song as he produced it. Like, he was like, you know, doing the guitars and everything. Wow. Like, while I was there. And then we like, okay, how are we going to sing the bridge? Like, I don't even have the words yet. but he's already got the song together. I'm like, okay, I think I have something. Does this sound good? And then he would be like, you know, that's great. Maybe we could add this line. And it was just a whole new experience, because it was like we were recording and writing at the same time. So I've had an experience with all sorts of ways of writing, but it's been a blast.
You mentioned just a moment ago about struggles coming up into your music. And, you know, even though the songs of Christoria are all Christ-centered, you also find that struggle in songs like In the Silence.
Yes.
Where it talks about the struggle to break out of the past. So this was coming from your own life, your own story.
Yes, absolutely. My testimony has a lot of dark places. I'll say that. I have a heart to help people who have been in trauma, abuse, people who have dealt with mental health issues, suicidal thoughts, because a lot of those have been a part of my past. And my heart is to reach people in those places. And I feel like, you know, if you just turn on the radio and you try to find a, you know, Christian radio, it's most likely going to be CCM. Mm-hmm. And majority of that is just very focused on songs to God, or just very positive messages, which is great. We need positivity. But I felt like there needed to be more music that was relatable to the person who might be lost. And they need to know that they're not alone. And I think my heart was to start writing music from my own experiences. Mm-hmm. And being able to bring hope into those places. I wanted to write songs where, you know, somebody who might be in abuse be listening to that and feeling like, man, she gets it. She gets these emotions that I'm dealing with. But goodness, she's a Christian. She's singing about crying out to God. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe there's something to this. Maybe I need to be doing that too.
That was something that I was curious about, because I was wondering who your actual audience was. Because you don't fit comfortably into the Christian market, but I'm not sure how easily you could slide into the mainstream.
Right. It's been so interesting, because my music, I've had people in CCM radio willing to play In the Silence and willing to play songs like Safe Place. Safe Place probably is definitely more on the positive side, versus In the Silence is kind of like in your mess, mm-hmm. but still hopeful. And then, of course, I have a lot of Christian rock radio shows playing my music, which has been a blessing. But I see myself reaching out to like recovery groups. I see myself at even women's events. Maybe more acoustic in a setting like mm-hmm. that. I see myself trying to reach people who are not in the church. You know, there's a lot of lost, broken people that need to hear message of Christ. And also, I think sometimes the best way to reach those people is to be able to connect with them and relate to them in some sort of way. And I believe that's why some of us as Christians, like, we do go through some really dark struggles sometimes. And we ask God, like, why on earth did I go through this? Why did I have to deal with that? And it's like, I'm bringing you a testimony that is going to be able to reach so many people that not a lot of people are going to be able to reach, because they can't relate to that. And so I'm like, God didn't give me my story for just no random reason. He gave me a story for a purpose, and I want to press forward into using that. And so if there's music that they can relate to, and then also find a hopeful message in the midst of it, and find Christ through it, that's my desire.
So you really want them to rise, just as the song talks about?
Yes. Amen.
Talking about that, I want to play two songs back to back for our listeners. Beautiful Storm, which is quite a bit mellower style, and then the rock-based Rise. So you really do have a preference for one over the other. Did you felt yourself being forced into doing the CCM style?
I felt like I was forcing myself, yes. And I hate to admit that, but I also want to be honest with that. I felt like I needed to be different than the way that I sung before. And the way that I sung before, I always felt discouraged. I'm like, I'm loud. I'm this, I'm that. I'm not good at that. So if I sing soft, and if, you know, maybe that'll be a new, better option. And so when I sung soft, like, the best fit was CCM. And I was surrounded by people who did CCM. So I'm like, okay, like, when I did a co-write, of course, what are we going to write? CCM, because everybody else wrote CCM. I really learned a lot through that process. I learned a lot about songwriting. I was still being very vulnerable and open when I write my music, like Beautiful Storm, like trying to find the good out of the really bad, trying to hold on to hope in your mess and say that, you know, God has a purpose in this. He's going to turn what the enemy meant for evil into good. Mm-hmm. And that's what Beautiful Storm is all about. So 2022, I took a break from, you know, really writing music for music purpose, because I was really trying to take time to just focus on myself. I was focused on a lot of healing. I was asking God, like, who am I? Who am I as a person? Who am I as a songwriter? Who am I as a mom? Who am I, like, in general? Like, mm-hmm. what do you have for me? And when it came to music, like, I would just kind of explore all different styles. I don't feel like CCM's me. And I was put, you know, I was finding myself being more and more encouraged to sing like I used to, per se, like, sing yeah. loud again. Don't be ashamed. And that boldness was coming out, and I'm like, where do I fit now? And so I was trying, like, I would try soul. I would try, like, alternative. And then I had friends like, why don't you try Christian rock? And I'm like, you know, like, maybe that's a good fit. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, like, how I would be in co-writes and I would always write minor keys, and all my friends would be like, oh, Crystal's here. I know what key we're going to be in today, because, you know, she always writes in those minors. And, you know, and my lyrics would be very vulnerable and open and bold. And, you know, they'd be like, let's tone this down because this is CCM. And, you know, I was thinking, like, man, like, the rock world is so filled with minor keys. You can be open and vulnerable with your lyrics. You can share the raw emotions. It can be a place that not only can you reach Christians, but a lot of the music, you can present it maybe to a secular station, and they might be open to play it, to, you know, reach the lost. You know, being able to get out with a band and go into a place that's more secular, and being able to, you know, sing these songs and then speak on Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I would love to be able to do that. And I'm like, this is actually more fitting than I ever thought it would be.
Now you're creating honest music, honest to yourself, yes, and honest to your listeners.
Yes. And I think when you can be 100% true to yourself, be completely authentic in everything that you do, like for me, my music, my writing, it's going to be the best that it can be. I'm not going to be holding back. I'm not going to feel insecure. Like I can feel good about what I'm doing and know that what people are going to hear, the best that I can offer. To me, that was encouraging because I just really wanted to be able to write songs that spoke into these people where they could relate. And I'm like, I finally feel like I can do that.
Tonight, I want to close up the antidote with Safe Place, the latest single from Christoria. Now, you and I both know that we're living in a messed up world. So really, is there anywhere that's actually safe?
In Jesus. When we have Jesus, we are in a safe place. One thing I think people have to realize when we become a Christian, it doesn't mean that all the hard stuff or rough stuff is going to go away. In fact, it actually means it might become more of, because the enemy doesn't like that we've turned to Christ. But when we turn to Jesus and we yield our life to him, we have now this new peace because we know that he's with us and that he's going to handle the hard situations. When I wrote that song, I had this imagery of the enemy kind of like coming after me. I saw myself on this beach, army surrounding me, and I'm like, I have no place to go. I sense God like taking me and like placing me on this rock out in the water. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. It's a stormy mess. The waves are around me, but I'm away from the enemy now. And I know that God has me. He's going to protect me, you know, keep me. It's not always the place that you imagine yourself to be. Sometimes life takes you places that you're like, man, like, I didn't imagine, you know, going here. It doesn't necessarily look like it's would have been the best option that I would have picked. But then you realize, like, oh, God had a plan for this. God had purpose for this. And not only this, but, like, he protected me from all of these things that the enemy was trying to come after me with. And that's what I vision when I think of Safe Place.
I got to thank you for coming and talking about Christoria. And yes, definitely keep it rock. You're perfect for that.
Thank you so much.